Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. Let's see how this works. See how much I like doing shooting it like this without y'all seeing me. I know y'all want to see me. I know y'all do. I understand. I completely understand. But we got something scenic here this time. So I'm going to turn it around and shoot it like this. Turn around and shoot it like this to see. The whole thing is, though, I have to move real slow. That's the whole thing about these. You have to move really slow. And then walking down here, they have little things like this you can read. But anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, and I go to a city or something where there's maybe a little bit more black people in it. But the fact that in California, there may or may not be a high percentage of black people, maybe a low percentage of black people, basically, in California. So everywhere I go, it's going to seem like there's a lot of black people. And in my mind, California got a lot of black people, mainly because I know a bunch. But pound for pound, it may be that they don't. So I think this is Long Island Sound. I think this goes all the way down to New York, Long Island Sound. That's a lot of water. That's a lot of water out here. That's a lot of water and a lot of green, and I love the green. You know I love the green. Free at last, of course. Free at last, the Africans moved to the farm of an abolition supporter in Farmington, Connecticut, where they live for nearly a year. The Africans read from the New Testament, by which they showed the success with which they had mastered our language, as well as the proficiency they made in learning to read. They sung two hymns in English, blah, blah, blah. The abolitionists organized dozens of meetings. So it looks like Africans came to Farmington. That would what we were talking about. For the Supreme Court ruled that Africans were entitled to their liberty like any other freedom human beings and should be free to go wherever they wish, the court said. All right, so when was this in the Bible? What was this? Before the Supreme Court, John Quincy Adams. All right, let's go back here. Now, what does this one say? John Quincy Adams. Different. I'm going to let you know because many people the abolitionists persuaded John Quincy Adams, a former president of the United States, known as Old Man Eloquent, to help argue their case before the Supreme Court. So it looked like, I need to read up on that. So I guess if there was a people who came here from the South to Farmington, Connecticut, where they lived for a year, let's see what else happens here. Then Reverend James Pennington, pastor of the first colored congregational church in Hartford, was an escaped slave. Every time I go someplace, we got to read about black people. I'm tired of black people. Among the strongest supporters of the Amistad Africans were members of black communities in Connecticut and throughout the North. This is explaining my question. See, I'm walking down the pier. I'm out here in New Haven. And the first thing I asked was, how come so many? In fact, oh my God, this is called the Amistad Freedom Schooner. Oh my God. The return to Africa. No, you don't want to go back. Black and white supporters raised enough money to hire a ship to take the 35 surviving Africans and 5 missionaries to Africa. As they reached the coast of Sierra Leone, I thank all the American people for they send many people home. I shall never forget. Oh, they got to go home, so that's good for them. Amistad Africans. Oh my goodness. The Amistad's continuing impact on the struggle for civil rights. Many historically black colleges and universities. Amistad. That's the murals. Race institutions. Oh my goodness. See, Amistad. Okay, I remember the movie Amistad. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know what it's about. After the return, the missionaries established a missionary in Sierra Leone. The meaning of the Amistad for today and tomorrow. Powerful symbol. Inspired books and plays. Amistad. Okay, we got to read about that. I know y'all saw the movie and y'all know the premise. Amistad's an educational ambassador. And then you got John. Look at all this black people. What? I'm just tired of black people. Freedom schooner. See, I'm joking, people. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Can't even turn on the basketball game without something. Anyhow, here we are coming up on the pier. Oh, wow. Just getting my steps in. Still haven't eaten breakfast. This is just, oh, freaking fucking gorgeous. This is absolutely what I talk about and what I want. P-Funk tonight, nothing to do today. Relaxed, humidity. The humidity. I love the humidity. The weather, the climate, the temperature, the water. And it's kind of overcasting no sun, which I'm starting to think I like better than too much sun. And I walk here out of the pier, just walk from the hotel. So anyway, I guess in Farmington, Connecticut, there was a black establishment, Amistad, blah, 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 blah. So looks like in this area, black people may have established or created or had something here for a while. So that's always cool. Look at this. Wow. Just out here, all by myself too. All solo. Yesterday, oh my goodness, yesterday I was in a hotel. That hotel was just so charming and so vintage and so retro, and it was so cool. And I was like, oh, it's one of the few times, maybe the only time ever in my life ever, maybe possibly, that I wish somebody was there with me. I was like, oh, if the Dane was here, we would really enjoy this. If the Dane was here, she would really enjoy this. And I was like, oh, because the hotel was just so plush and vintage and retro and just authentic and just deep in detail and history. And it felt so rich. I mean, in my room, there's like 9 lamps. And it's just like artwork, and it's just thick. And oh my God, the bed and the duvet. It wasn't even a duvet. It's just a comforter with a sheet, which I think I'm going to start going to. I think I'm just going to go with a comforter and a sheet. The duvet is fun, but it still bundles. Duvet is still bundled up, number one. And duvet is just basically you're supposed to cover your mattress to protect your mattress. And hell, I'll just buy another one, or I just let it get dirty and just keep using it. It won't matter to me. You know that stuff don't matter to me. Big old no fishing sign. And what is they out there doing fishing? I'm going to bust them. I'm going to go tell them. They stop fishing. But anyway, I was like, oh, if she was here, we would really enjoy this. You know, because it was just too much for me. I mean, I enjoyed it and everything. But it just got to the point where it was just too much, you know. It was just too rich. It was too much depth. Look like that caught on fire. Probably shouldn't make noise while they fishing. Anyway, it was nice. It was just really nice. And I was just thinking, ooh, and if we'd have got a kitchenette, if the Dane was here and we'd have got a kitchenette, we'd have Ubered to a grocery store and got some food and did our cooking thing. Oh, my God. Oh, we used to eat. Oh, we used to eat. You had no idea. You should see the meals. Oh, y'all did see the meals. I used to post them. But anyway, I was like, should we get a kitchenette? Would it be a good idea to get a kitchenette if that was the situation? But anyhow, it's just good, y'all. I'm just trying to tell y'all, it's just good. It's just freaking good. And then I got P-Funk tonight. And then I get on I go back to the Union Station. I walk back to the station, catch the train back down to New York, Times Square, get a room there. Then a show the next day. Another P-Funk show. It's not a bad thing, y'all. It really isn't a bad thing. I got to see how this is going to come out if I'm moving it too fast, because I think I got to move it like really slow. I think I got to move it like this slow. you gotta like move it too slow when you're like focusing on stuff like that. You know.